And I'm joined on the line by local artist, teacher, administrator, Julie Gower. Julie's also responsible for Brentwood Writers Circle publicity for many years and her work on the Circle's newsletter. She is part of Brentwood Art Society, administrator there for that group's website and set up their first online exhibition. She's also doing a series of diaries, which we're going to talk to her about as well. So really good morning to you. Good afternoon now. Julie, how are you?
Good morning, Michelle. Yes, it's lovely to be with you on this beautiful snowy morning.
Yes. Have you always been a storyteller? When did you start?
I think I've always been a writer from very early on. I can remember in my junior school, the teacher asking me to come to the front of the class to tell the class a story, which was, I think, probably the beginning of it. But yes, I, as you mentioned, I've got an involvement with Brentwood Art Society as well, and I've spoken with you, I think, about my work there.
Mm.
And I actually did train as a fine artist, an art historian.
Yep.
So there's always been a balance for me between the writing and artwork. And I think as the years have gone on, I've managed to be able to strike a balance between those two things. But my writing covers quite a broad spectrum of fiction and non-fiction.
Yep.
And when I was working as a teacher, I was very involved in writing tuition notes, instruction manuals for practical art, art history, and IT and Photoshop. I think what I enjoy about this type of writing is that it has to be concise, informative, and I think the rigor that's involved in doing something like that, the constant editing and refining, is something that can be very enjoyable in writing.
Mm.
It's a bit like creating a painting, actually. So, again, it's a marrying of the two things.
What was it actually like being a teacher in the time that you did it? And I know also you wrote some educational plays as well, didn't you?
Yes, yes. My daughter, who studied drama at university, started up a drama club called Hens, which is actually very active in Brentwood.
Yep.
It was a drama company. It did go on for several years. And they commissioned me to write some plays for the pastoral curriculum. So I did plays on stranger danger, bullying, smoking. And I should have got round to publishing them, really, but I'm afraid I didn't. But they did perform them in schools, and they were very successful.
Tell us about the Brentwood Writer Circle publicity, because you've been doing that and putting together the Circle's newsletter for a good many years.
Yes, that's another area that I'm able to combine both my interests in the visual arts and writing, because obviously it involves in me in designing, laying out the newsletter, making it newsy and attractive, but also researching material associated with writing, including members, articles. It sort of embodies everything that I really enjoy doing. So, yes, that's I have been, as you say, been doing that for a number of years. But we've also, on the verge of publishing an anniversary anthology, for which and the majority of the Circle have contributed to. And we were hoping that will come out later this year, which is the year of our 80th anniversary.
Yeah.
But, of course, that depends upon circumstances.
Mm.
But I also designed the cover.
Yeah.
So, again, bringing together my interests in both areas.
And with the Brentwood Writers Circle, it's a real hub, isn't it, really, for people to, get their ideas out, get people's opinions. It's a very friendly group. It's really supportive of new writers.
Yes, it is. We try and give constructive criticism to one another, which isn't always just saying how wonderful everybody writes, which is not very helpful. But we do try and give guidance as well as encouragement, and we're continuing to do that through Zoom sessions, which on Saturday we had a tutor for the first time actually doing a workshop via Zoom, which was attended by about half our members, and so we're really making an effort to try and keep everybody in touch with one another during this very difficult time, because of course we used to meet at Bardswell Social Club in Brentwood for our monthly meetings. And we're all missing that.
Yeah, I mean, reading about, you know, I've read some of your biography here, and you actually were at the start of the computer revolution back in the 1970s. So you've always been really up to date with everything. So what made you want to get involved? And did you sort of see that the technology was going to be the next big thing?
Yes, it does rather age me, that, doesn't it? I think my involvement was spurred on by the fact that my husband studied computer science at university. So it was sort of available. And back then, it wasn't seen. It's difficult to imagine that now, but it wasn't seen as a visual medium at all.
Mm.
But I could sort of see that there was a potential there, and people used to say to me, why bother with this? You can draw things quicker than what you can produce them on a computer. But I was aware that there was room for experiment and a future there. So I got involved quite early and also involved students in very simple program writing back in the 70s. And, of course, now it is very much a medium for artists and designers.
Mm. And you also taught Photoshop and wrote several course manuals as well.
Yes, yeah. I got involved in teaching Photoshop at the Adult Education Centre at Shenfield. And I created a course because by then people were getting very familiar with the basics of Photoshop, optimising images. And there was a need to extend it further in more creatively. So I designed a course that did that. It was all about being creative and discovering other things that you could do with Photoshop. And that was always well attended. That was very, very popular.
Mm. Now, you are writing, which I know that Sylvia has written one for 60 years, a diary, but you're writing diaries through this unprecedented time that we're all living through. I mean, this really is history and will be remembered in hundreds, if not thousands of years' time, what is happening at this moment. Why are you putting the diaries together? What sort of things are you mentioning in the diaries? Are you going to publish them? And I know you've got some little excerpts to read out to us as well.
I started the diary on, I think it was the 16th of March, which was just before the first lockdown.
Yeah.
And it was meant to be a light-hearted way of getting through what I thought would be the next few weeks. What I didn't realise, along with everybody else, is that it was going to go on for a lot longer. So I'm still writing it. I've kept it up to date every day.
Yeah.
And, of course, it became a little darker. But I've discovered some months ago that I think the main motivation for writing it had become my grandchildren, who are 4 years and 18 months. And particularly for the youngest one, who her first years are being spent during this unprecedented time in modern history, apart from the two world wars that we have had.
Yeah.
And she won't be aware of how it is affecting her at the moment. So I thought in writing the diary, she would be able to read it in years to come. Obviously, I include them in it. But I've also tried to sit domestic, mundane things. I think the mundane things in themselves highlight the peculiar time we're living through.
Yeah.
But I sit those alongside social comment, political comment, events from the wider world. So they're all juxtaposed.
Mm.
And hopefully it will become a record for at least them.
And can you read us out a little bit from, before we go, can you read us out a little bit from the diary?
I can read you the first one from the 16th of March.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's now almost a year ago, isn't it? We're almost reaching the anniversary of the lockdown. So it began: yesterday, the other half and I discussed whether we should self-isolate, as we are both within the vulnerable age category, and the number of those infected with and dying from coronavirus is increasing. This morning, I said we needed to agree on a strategy. Finding ourselves in the kitchen at the same time and realizing this might become a more common occurrence, we also wondered if we might kill each other before the virus got us. My daughter sent me several pictures of the grandchildren via WhatsApp. I suggested meeting her and the grandchildren out in the open in her local park. Collecting my grandson once a week and helping out at tea and bedtime is a highlight of my week and will be the greatest sacrifice for me. I suggested some Skype or live WhatsApp sessions. Commenting on our self-isolation, my daughter asked if Daddy and I would kill each other. So, you know, that was the first one.
But, yes. So it's good to have that record, but obviously, and for everybody else who'll be reading it, but also for the grandchildren as well. It's been lovely to talk to you, Julie.
Thanks for inviting me on, Michelle.
You're welcome. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm joined on the line for February Book Club by the wonderful Sylvia Kent. She's the writer of 13 books. History is her favourite subject. Her current book, Brentwood in 50 Buildings, is in the bookshops and doing very well. She has her hugely successful blog at sylviakent.blogspot.com, and she's part of the Billericay Readers Group, Brentwood Writers Circle, and of course the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. She's a supporter and promoter of many unpublished writers, helping them on the path to reach their readership. So, very good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. I'm looking at my wellies.
Yes.
I haven't put them on yet, but...
Isn't it? What's it like where you are? We get so excited about snow in Essex.
I know. And being in Billericay, yes, it's quite deep. And so, haven't been out yet, but looking out the window, it looks very pretty.
It does. It's the walking in it I don't like.
I know. And I heard what you said about falling over.
Yes.
Anyone over 30 goes over, you break a hip or whatever, and you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's it. Just laying there in the snow.
Exactly.
I don't want that. Now, let's talk about Billericay Readers Group.
Oh, yes. My lovely team. 21 years we've been going. We've got lots of longevity involved with us this morning. We all seem to keep going. Writers do, you know.
Mm.
Once they start, they don't give up. Yeah, it's a year almost, isn't it, since people started talking about lockdown. Mm. I mean, I didn't know what that was. It sounded like something to do with prisons. But really, for some, it has been like a prison, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And we're going to be, when we talk to our book guest, who is Julie Gower, in a little while, just after 12 o'clock, she's actually writing diaries. We're going to talk to her about that as well.
Yeah.
But she's keeping a diary, which is a great idea at the moment to write about the times that we're going through for future generations to look back and say, what was it actually like on a just an everyday level for people?
Yes. Well, as you know, I'm very, very old, and I've kept a diary for 60 years.
Mm.
So we can't have arguments with me not winning because it's all there, written down, in shorthand.
Ooh, shorthand.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I earned my living.
Yeah.
But going back to the Billericay Readers Group, we have some superb people, Jane Fitch, Susan Fisher, Joy Ponce, and we've been reading, don't laugh, Ernest Hemingway's For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Oh, yep.
And if you didn't know about the Spanish Civil War, you certainly will if you read that. Mm. I found it quite difficult, although I had to read it at school.
Yeah.
But a lot of our team, I think we've got about 18 people reading, and they're all reading that. The three people I've just mentioned have given us a list of what we could read this year. And somebody I'm really looking forward to is Maggie O'Farrell.
Right.
She writes historical fiction and mystical stuff. And Margaret Atwood we'll be reading later in the year, Cat's Eye.
Mm-hmm.
And also Dirt Music by Tim Winton, I hope.
Right.
I mean, I don't get that much time to read. Most of the stuff is connected with what I'm supposed to be writing. So, but it is nice to switch off and read other people's work.
Why is it important, do you think? I mean, I'm somebody who doesn't really read the classics. I never have. Tell me what I'm missing, what people are missing by not reading the classics.
Well, not so much the classics. I mean, I'm actually going right the way through Jane Austen, only because I have to be, if it works out in the summer, I have to be at Chawton for a weekend to do some other work for which I'm paid. But I think to go back, it does give you what can I say, I like history.
Yeah.
And I like to see what's gone before and what's written before. So I go way, way back myself and enjoy that, as well as reading new titles and what people are bringing out.
Mm.
And it's words, isn't it? Learning,
yes.
All the time learning.
Yeah.
I still belong to the U3A, which we started in Brentwood in 1992. So it's coming up to 30 years. And we always had a good reading section.
Mm.
Not so much writing, but reading. And I think it just takes your mind to different places, and places I'll never, ever go to.
Yeah.
But I love reading about them.
Mm.
So really the classics form a background, isn't it? So that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
On the subject of writing, of course, the Society of Women Writers and Journalists is going well. We still have new people joining us, new young writers, and we've been going since 1894.
Well, you haven't. Every time you say that, I must just say. No, not Sylvia.
Well, not me. Looking in the mirror, perhaps, yes. But they're fantastic. And I would always say, look us up, www.swwj.co.uk, and you'll see how modern we're becoming with some of our lovely, lovely new members and male associates.
Yeah.
I won't say male members.
Yeah.
But anyway, we do welcome the males in, and love seeing what they're writing.
Mm.
And I think writing generally just takes you to another place. Even if you're not yet published, there is a hope that you will be. And a lot of Brentwood Writer Circle people are having new books out within the next few months, and you will be hearing from them because they've promised to come onto our programme.
Yes. Right, have a great afternoon.
You
I'll
too,
talk to
darling.
You soon.
Get those Wellingtons on.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.